your wall like a Steven Seagal. Has the doobie ever fell off? I don't recall. I kick the favor like Bruce Lee. Strike the bullseye. You better break tokas. I'm talking to you guys. Swing like David Ruffin, like Sandy Duncan. I'll eat them crackers, but pass up them pumpkin pie and the milk. I can't fuck with silk. My name's not Luther. I don't sing stale, but I sing the Yankee Doodle. Then I get brutal and stab somebody's ass while I eat my chicken noodles. Cause I rock steady till the break mode, y'all. I rock steady till the break mode. I rock steady till the break mode, y'all. I rock steady till the break mode. Yes, yes, y'all.
And welcome to Van Cleek Cooley, folks. My name is Sean Cooley, and we're back here once again. Didn't think I'd make it through the weekend, but I did.
You made it. Amazing.
I made it through the weekend. That was quite the weekend that happened there.
And, survived the best ever Oktoberfest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was the best ever. A lot of fun. A lot of celebrations. A lot of this, a lot of that going on. Very, very successful. Bose All Natural Oktoberfest 2014 was a big success, and it's in the books now.
Yep.
Next year, going to be even better. More beer, more bars, more porta-potties. Although I think we had more than enough this year.
There was a whole forest of them, of 30 or 40 of them. There must have been down there.
More than that. I would say there's probably into the hundreds of porta-potties throughout the whole celebration area. And very proud of it. Very proud to be involved with that. Just one little cog in the wheel, me and my department. Very, very proud of my crew that pulled up their socks and got every ounce of beer to the bars that was needed on time.
Sean, you were mentioning how many liters of beer they went through down at the fairgrounds on the weekend. Give us a number.
It's staggering. This is, I guess, unpublished or unconfirmed at this point, but I can pretty much tell you the number, 25,350 liters of beer. Now, that was just out of 50-liter kegs. That does not include cider. That does not include casks of beer. That was just under my control.
25,000 liters. So when you consider about 19,200 people showed up, 288 people is the number we got showed up. That's like over a liter per person by a long shot.
Yeah, it was quite the thing, actually.
Yeah.
And if you you do some rough calculations, let's say there was 100 porta potties. quick math, 253 liters of beer went into each
per porta potty.
Those poor porta potties.
That's what I was asking. I was wondering if like one goes, what goes in must come out again. I mean, that must have been carried out off site at the end of the weekend.
Right? Yeah, it was quite the weekend. If you were there,
I was there.
Friday was the most beautiful day that you could imagine.
It was fantastic. I mean, we were out well past 11 o'clock. Joel Plaskett played two encores. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful. It was a nice, almost, I wouldn't say warm evening, but it wasn't cold. It was very comfortable.
It was perfect.
And dry. Yeah, it was a lovely, lovely kind of summer evening. And the tunes just kept on coming. People were having a great time.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
And we just kept on moving closer and closer to the stage. And at one point, he put on one of the green hats, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and a blindfold for some reason. I don't know why, I guess.
I did see that. I didn't really understand
It was kind of strange, but he was, playing his guitar blindfolded, but with a green Oktoberfest hat on, and it was quite seasonal and appropriate and fantastic music. He's got a really tight band there. Boy, they were really kicking. Good old-fashioned rock and roll.
Yeah. It was quite well-received.
Yeah.
This year, many months ago, because I come from a background of rap music, hip hop, as you know, if you've listened to this show, I was pushing, you know, Steve and, you know, everyone that was involved, why don't we have hip hop? Why don't we have rap groups? You know, not that anyone's against it. It's just, we had never done it before. Mm-hmm. So this year, good friend of mine, ex-DJ of Organized Rhyme, a big DJ in Ottawa. He's also, our IT person at Bose, Brian Boswell, DJ Law. DJ Pervert, he goes by. He came down and DJed when the punk bands were not playing in the skate tent.
Oh.
In bar number one, right at the front when where the big skate ramps were.
Yeah, I saw that. I was watching them. They were quite phenomenal, those guys.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And at the end of the first night, I know it happened both nights, but the first night I did take some downtime right at the end of the night to go out to the bar and hang out. And for a celebration that was, you know, mostly live music, this year, the DJ aspect of it, that bar, that dance floor was hopping.
Hmm.
It was massive. So people were really celebrating.
A brand new element added to it that's well received.
Yeah, and I spoke to Steve and a few other people that were big in the organization of the Oktoberfest early this week, actually on Sunday afternoon when we were all down at the brewery.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was just raving about it. It's just a new element. People were so into it.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic. I'm really happy about it. I'm really happy it's over right now.
I bet
we can get back to
Day job.
Yeah, the day job, the 10-hour day. It was completely consuming over the last weeks, but there's nothing else I would have rather have been involved with and done. My whole family was involved, my kids, my wife. Everyone was well involved, and it such a great celebration. Oh, we're so happy.
Well, kudos to you guys. Everybody down at Bose, because it was like a world-class event, really polished, really phenomenal. The stage was just fantastic.
Yeah, massive. You know,
yeah, the two giant banners on each side, the Bose banners, and the like kick-ass sound. Like, you know, Bobby Lalonde and company did a really, really great job.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, man, it was really cooking. And like nothing overwhelming or distorting or anything, you know, just like good, solid, clean sound and at a really good level, you know, and you could feel it in your body. I mean, it was just great.
Yeah, there was vibrations headed everywhere.
Yeah, and then we haven't even mentioned the food.
Oh, the food was
incredible.
25 different restaurants.
That's right.
And all of them, you know, having some sort of a leaning towards Bose. A lot of Bose flavored dinners and
gravies.
And oh God,
barbecue sauces.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I had a from the Barley Mow tent. I had a pierogi poutine.
Oh yeah,
that was unbelievable.
Louise had one of those. She said it was pretty good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was very happy. I had some schnitzel as well.
Okay.
That was unbelievable. At the end of Saturday night, when I had shut my whole group down, the night was over. The bars were turned off. My wife and I and some friends walked over to the main stage watching, and I turned around and noticed that the Vert Fourchette tent was still open. So I went over and got some sweet stuff.
Yeah.
That was great to end the night like that. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's our own local restaurant right here on Main Street, Vert Fourchette, and they've got a wonderful menu. And they were actually closed for the weekend because they were down at Bose Oktoberfest, but they looked like they had a nice long lineup in front of their stall, and we're doing good business. A brisk business, as they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And $95,000, I believe, or $98,000, 95 plus.
We have Oktoberfest by the numbers on the front page. $95,000 raised going to the six charities, I think, that Bose named, including the two big ones. I'm trying to remember what they... $15,000 to the Riverkeeper.
Yes.
The Ottawa Riverkeeper. That's a fantastic cause. And obviously, you know, big impact for everybody because we all drink Ottawa River water. That's
yes,
what comes
do.
Through our taps. So we want it to be as healthy and as safe as it can be. So $15,000 towards that organization. And the other organization escapes my mind as we speak, but we'll dig it up before we
end the show. Yeah, we will. There are so many good causes, many places that money went. So many people walking around the fairgrounds this weekend, big smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
No problems that I've heard of. No accidents, no issues. It was just an overall great weekend.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday were very... we were physically exhausted.
I bet you it was pretty quiet around the brewery on those days.
No, actually, it was booming.
Yeah?
we had the doors open on Sunday in the brewery, in the retail shop, and it was just full-on busyness. Everyone was there having a good time, celebrating.
You did a brunch on Sunday morning.
Yeah, we had a brewer's brunch Sunday afternoon. And that was, again, quite something. It was very good food put on by our own Chef Bruce. Mm. And just unbelievable. A very, very fantastic weekend had by all. Put on by Bose. I got to tip my hat to the rest of my coworkers. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Congratulations to all of you guys. You did a fantastic job. I was down there today. I went to pick up a couple of my Greener Futures bottles. Mm-hmm. Took my son down there to check it out, Sebastian. And looked like business as normal. Everything was just ticking away.
Everything. Yeah. Lights back on. Everything's going. Like I said, a few people had mentioned to me today, I'm starting to feel a little back to normal, not as dazed. I did speak to about five or six people, and we all were in bed sleeping last night by 8:30. 8:30 p.m. Yeah. My kids were up later than me last night, but I just had to go to bed.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but you know what?
Well worth it.
Couldn't ask for a better weekend. Yeah. It was fantastic. One for the resume sort of deal. Mm-hmm. Can't believe I was involved with it. I cannot wait until next year.
Already, eh? Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Me too. Not many things that we could have done better, but things we're going to do better next year.
Wow.
Because we can plan for it now.
Yeah. Well, you set the bar pretty high with that event, boy. That was even, like, you know, the rain wasn't even a factor. It rained on Saturday. Yeah. People were down there having a good time, it didn't even put a dent in it.
Just dress for the weather. That's all you need to do. Thank God.
It's part of the tradition, I think. Oktoberfests are always in late,
early
October, and who knows what the weather's going to be like, so.
Just by a stroke of luck, I had my rubber boots in my car. I did plan on bringing them, and then Friday morning, I forgot to bring them. I ended up sleeping at the fairgrounds overnight Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah, overnight Friday.
Wow.
I ended up sleeping there, and it was unbelievable. Woke up Saturday morning, very wet, very rainy, and just got going again. By 8 o'clock in the morning, people were already starting to move, get things going, ready for the 11 a.m. opening on Saturday, and we hit it. We hit the hit the nail right on the head and hit it hard. Mm-hmm. And if you out there were there, I welcome you to give us a call here at Van Cleek Cooley to tell us about your weekend if you attended the Oktoberfest. I really want to hear your feedback. Tell us how much fun you had, and hey, if you got free tickets from us here at Van Cleek Cooley, I really want to hear from you. I really think it's your job to call us.
That's right. Your obligation.
613-678-3327 is the number to call here at Van Cleek Cooley. My name is Sean Cooley, sitting with Jean. Bit of a low night tonight. I don't have anyone booked in to come other than me. We're going to listen to some music. Coming up right next is The Roots with No Alibi here on Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check it. I heard it, maybe, probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, time to vocalize. Dig it. You look through the window, tell me what you see. The M. Illitan School of Philosophy. Where the ends get dealt with mental velocity. Connect my sentences and thoughts like apostrophes. You represent hypocrisy, it ain't no stopping me. Until I fulfill my term of my prophecy. My attitude is scarred by this inner city urban. Illidolo stress on my brain just like a turban. Who get grazed by the bullet? Triggers who quick to pull it. The anti of the Islamic extortioner. You're the forfeiter, unfortunately. So you two wanna jip me. I cause humidity, so come and get me. I'm simply the cat to lay back. I chill and watch you, the silent ninja. Intent to injure, now I got you. Sanity was lost, so now I found insane. I'm thinking streets to jeeps, hours, days to weeks. I even speak to geeks, I hope my fortune is sweet. I'm discreet in the street, but that's just the way I play though. I lay low, but over your head just like a halo. Hell's angel, these thoughts you cannot untangle. When I drop jewels, it
Indians, they wear it like a bangle. Check it out one time for your mind like that. If you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, my verdict's no alibis. If you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, no verdicts, no alibis. Dig it, look into the window, tell me what you see. Lieutenant University of Philosophy. Well, you're not possibly escaping what I'm meditating. A shackle of thought, tackle you while I'm educating. Your dome resonating from inhalation of darkness as I spark the smartness for which you're waiting. Situating me at the top of the pile. Wild Delaware, Val, Pennsylvania, subterranean style. Step up into my crevice and taste the medicine of the champagne. King like Evelyn, leaving your level in sabotage. It's all camouflage. Like the devil in guns and coke peddling, Olympic medal and flashback. That over war veteran blast that. The programmer bringing lashes cross your back. Awesome accuracy of a brainwash. Bosnian troop that swooped down through your roof with foul sound on a lyrical gnat turn a mission. Reacting off of intuition, continuously alert, no intermission. If your ears hurt, you shouldn't listen. That mean you artificial in my style of poison. Your brain tissue, getting maimed and crippled once the gamma rays hit you. My grain's habitual and I should never go against the ritual. Well, I've been mastering ever since. I was among the flavor youth, remain sharper than a saber tooth. My deliverance is self-evidence. Vital lyrical science. Now, see if you seen it or heard it. Maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I'll admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth, cause I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, no verdicts, no alibis. If you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth, because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, time to vocalize. Who knows what you snorted, or who support what you recorded. But don't get it distorted in this orbit you're reported. This authentic source, this shit's imported, exported. Styles that get sported, my paragraphs aortic for whole. The illest medley lock you in a chokehold. Illa del epilogue, top league, plush plus in vogue. Slice tongues from your area code. Student of life that's on the rugged exterior mode. Blind a devil with the bold black and gold shine. I walk the thin line and hold mine. Let the people respond, it's mine, detect mine. Swine decline, let the power refine. Build like it's 1999. In this day and time, the reptilian roam the sextillion ton. Your Armageddon Guan come from the sun. Untouchable cuts to sun, clutchable for some to overstand. So y'all sit back and wonder, damn. I like to take this time to tell you who I am. Original man, Black Thought, aka Lieutenant. Malik B, you be the immilitant. Known to vanish in the atmosphere. We up there like Bird Stratus. Life. If you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise and no alibi. So if you seen it or heard it, maybe probably I did it. Maybe or maybe not, I admit what I committed. Exhibit the truth because I'm living proof wise. I had no disguise, time to vocalize. We got no alibi.
I want a beer.
Well, what about your diet? You can't have a beer.
Ain't I lucky to have you around to keep me from enjoying life? Then what can I have?
You can have a nice low-cal root beer.
I'll vomit.
DJs and MCs coming up next to one and only incredible champion. Yo, back up the road, Paul.
It's like the A, the B, to the C. It's easy.
One, two, three.
that's true?
Yes, my brother, I'ma do it for you. I roam in the zone of the microphone, and I on the throne, but I'm not alone. Not bone of steel and not of stone. I'm known to be prone to make your mama moan.
Time for the rhyme, so let the thought dine. Came with the fame and the name divine. Run, have fun, but you can give me your ring. Joe gotta go and I'll work from the king.
Hardcore, rhymes galore.
More than ever, we need music.
Take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All this news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is shots ringing out about gang putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. All right, fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all look bad like I know they had? But some things I'll never forget, yeah. So step and fetch this shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around. To mother, let's check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night, red and blue lights with a common sight. Pull to the curb, get played like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who starred in the movies portraying the roles of butlers and maids, slaves and hoes. Many intelligent black men seem to look uncivilized when on the screen. Like I guess I figure you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, as for playing a lawyer, out of the question. For what they played, Aunt Jemima is the perfect term, even if now she got a perm. So let's make our own movies like Spike Lee, cause the roles being offered don't strike me as nothing that the black man could use to earn. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Now where considering you for a part in our new production. How do you feel about playing a controversial Negro?
Yeah, I'm with it. You mean somebody like you would be new Negro Brown, right?
Well, it's a servant, Arthur, that shuffles a little bit and sings.
Yo, man, what?
Hey, Q, can't play. Listen, I hope you ain't wasting my time. You know how I feel about giving these movies my money. You know what I'm saying? I work hard for it.
Come on, man. This movie's dope, man.
Movie's chill, man.
Hey, I'm chill too, man. But you know what I'm saying? I just don't. I can't go for this Steel Magnolia shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, man. It's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's feature presentation: Driving Miss Daisy.
No, man. No.
Just what I'm talking about. All these terms and endearments shit. Yo, I'm out of here.
Hey, yo, check it out, man. I got Black C's at the crib, man. Y'all want to go check that out?
Yeah. That's the idea. We could have rolled it from the beginning. Y'all with it,
man. Fuck Hollywood, man.
Well, that was really horrible.
No, oh, you're always complaining.
This is how it goes. Give me your attention. Stop what you're doing and listen up. Because my partner in rhyme is about to tear it up. Jeff has almost said that your beats don't excite and that your cuts will whack. About to give an incredible display and unequivocally prove that he's the best DJ. His name is Jazzy Jeff and he's preparing to shake and make a move with his long and strong theme song, Jazzy Cole. And exciting and coming at you to other DJs. Jeff is just too much. He doesn't use the line switches, a transform clutch. Never missing beats, always on time with the rhyme. You know the scratches are fine when intertwined with the bass line. Live in concert, Jeff is never memo wreck. You don't believe he's deaf? Check the flex. I could talk forever, but still never explain why DJs flee when they hear Jeff's name. Jeff is number one. Hip-hop, as if he was Attila the Hun. We make records and all into the kaleidoscope. We work hard, so people can't deny that it's dope. Some music makes you shake, some makes you move. This beat is dope and it's called Jazzy's Groove. So you can all see how deaf he is.
The fool goes home crying to his mama.
it's the flavor, like Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, then I'd light a menorah. I got rhymes for ya, excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Erica Boyer or Marsha Brady? Let me know, hun, the deed'll get done. Just us in the position, I'll take my rod and then I'll go fishing. I'll get your river flowing, I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure, I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been laid off, my rhyming skill paid off. Cause now I'm making records, now I'm making tapes. Steady busting suckers in bunches like grapes. Making all the papes, scooping up the loot. Putting suckers on the run, pull my gun and then I shoot. I never been a front, I never been a fraud. I got a natural skill, for that I thank the Lord. Cause I feel blessed, I'm casually dressed. I always got my gun, but I never wear a vest. I'm quick on the draw, like the horse named McGraw from the cartoon. Boom, shalock, lock, boom.
Boom, shalock, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalock, lock, boom.
Here comes the caper, straight with the taper. The lyrics skyscraper, hit you like the lyrical murderer. I know you think I have, but yo, I never heard of you. Just because you heard of me, kid. Fuck around with D, you do the lifetime bid. I'll put you in the dirt and leave you ass for dead. When it comes to tools, these are sharpest in the shed. Cause I'm the 55 Cadillac King. It ain't no thing, my car don't ring. We'll bust you in the grill, I got the skill. You got to chill, cause I bring doom.
I got the boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
A little louder.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Everybody.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
I rock mad styles, I hop turn styles. I rock all mics, I last all night. I puff fat blunts, I rock fine stunts. Step up bold, I knock out your gold fronts. Everlast, that's my name. My unique rhyme style's my claim to fame. The House of Pain's the name of my clique. You can't be down, punk, get off my dick. You make me sick, like strawberry quick. Your style is whack, you ain't the Mac. So yo, step back, get off the crack. And sing a new tune like boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
A little louder.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Everybody.
Shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
A little louder.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Everybody.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
All right now.
And welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley. A little bit of a low-key night here. After the big celebrations this weekend and just feeling back to normal here. Yep. Playing a little House of Pain, Shamrocks and Shenanigans. Before that, we had some DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, some Jazzy's Groove. Burn Hollywood Burn by Public Enemy on the Def Jam label. Love those guys. God, I love Public Enemy. I'm gonna get my co-host from my Moon Rapping Days, Creed, in, and we're gonna do another Def Jam night coming up soon.
Do a Def Jam fest.
Yeah, Def Jam fest. Oh, no more fests. I don't want any more.
You're
festivals.
All fested out.
I'm fested out right now. Burn Hollywood Burn by Public Enemy. Before that, we heard Beats to the Rhyme by Run DMC, also on the Def Jam label. No Alibi and Real Estate by Cypress Hill. No Alibi by The Roots. Freak Mode off the top of the show with Funk Dubious. And right as our intro, the JBs. Give me some more live in New York City. James Brown. You know a wicked show I watched on Netflix this week?
What was that?
I think it's called 20 Foot from the Stage or 20 Foot from Stardom or something like that.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this.
It's about the backup singer.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
But the backup singer, mostly women, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. mostly women.
Yeah.
And back in the late 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 80s. And did interviews with these ladies now. And the amount of, there was a lot of great stories and a lot of songs, that they did and that we had all heard and they sang backup on.
A lot of talent there too.
Oh, a lot of talent, but God, did they ever get screwed around a lot.
Yeah, apparently.
They made nothing.
No.
One of the girls
was, just for the fame and the glory of it.
Oh, absolutely. And one of them was talking about the fact that she went in, sang the song, And it was supposed to be, and it was by, who's the producer? One of the producers from back in the, you know, 60s. Very sketchy. I believe he died or he's in jail right now. Big crazy hair. Went to jail for trying to kill his wife.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking about? God, what's the name? Anyways.
Don't remember.
He was the big producer back then. She was on his label. And she got out from under him, got out of the contract, and went on her own and got signed up to a new label. Recorded a song, and it was going to be a hit. You could tell it was going to be a hit if the record company really put any money in pushing behind it. Mm-hmm. And overnight, she finds out the next day her whole contract sold back to the same guy. He had taken the recording session, pressed it under someone else's name.
She
never got a cent.
But it was her voice.
Her voice. And she couldn't do anything. She went into just absolute depression at that point. Yeah. Just went away from the music for many, many years.
A lot of exploitation
Oh, just terrible, too. Terrible, terrible. Yeah. It was great. They had the backup singer. God, I can't remember her name right now. She sang a lot of backup for the Rolling Stones. And she sang backup for Gimme Shelter. Where the backup singer pretty much screamed in a beautiful voice, rape and murder, it's just a shot away. And they singled out and replayed just her piece in the studio that she recorded it in.
From the original mix?
From the original mix, and it was beautiful, and it was just chilling.
Wow.
Rape and murder. And then, you know, on an alternate or another camera, they had the same interview happening with Mick Jagger. And Mick Jagger talked about her and just nothing but compliments about her. And they played just her vocals from the song again. And he was just, you could tell Mick Jagger was taken aback by, like just the power of the voice this lady came out with. It was unbelievable. I think it's called something like 20 Foot from Fame or Stardom. Just amazing.
I have to catch that. Sounds good. It's on Netflix, you say?
Yeah, Netflix. And, you know, they had a lot of huge stars. Well, Mick Jagger. Bruce Springsteen did a lot of clips in there talking about his backup singers. Who else? You know, like anyone from Tom Petty to they played a song and these three ladies sitting in the studio that hadn't sung together in 25 years and they were sitting in the studio together and they were all happy to be together. And I guess the producer was going through and playing a bunch of records. Tapes or whatever you want to call it nowadays, of the songs they did, and they got to one, and they started laughing, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we forgot about this." One of the most famous songs you would hear, and it's coming to that time, the Monster Mash.
Oh yeah,
they were the girls that sang that. The background of the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash.
They made that song.
Actually. Yeah,
the chorus, the female chorus in that thing. Yeah, it's coming up to Halloween. That was a big hit during Halloween.
We're gonna have to have a Halloween show.
We should.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Hopefully, people come in and trick or treat in the studio.
Yes.
Even though Halloween's on a Friday, it's gonna be a Wednesday night. We're gonna offer candy to kids that come by. That kind of sounds a little creepy, but you know, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, lots to talk about, lots to do. Having a good time here, Jean. Glad to be back to just kind of a low-key night to just talk about just whatever comes to mind.
Tunes and talk.
What's on your mind tonight, other than the pâté chinois in front of you?
Just having a late supper here from Sam's Kitchen. The pâté chinois is quite good. It's
guess so.
Filling a need and quite tasty, too. On my mind, I was just thinking of I heard a really good actually I don't want to start talking about it before I get my facts organized here, but
I do it all the time.
you just
make it up,
open your mouth and let her come out. Yeah, there's a show on CBC Radio called Rewind. I don't know if you ever listened to it.
I've heard it.
Michael Enright, who's the host of the Sunday edition.
Oh, Michael Enright.
Which is a bit of a pompous ass, actually. If you
not the truth, on CBC,
truth be known.
Wow,
you sound surprised.
A pompous ass on CBC.
But, this is Gian Galeschi.
Yeah, but on this show, on Rewind, he's just playing the role of the announcer, basically. And the researchers make the show, and they go into the CBC archives and dig out stuff. Like from 40, 50, 60 years ago. I mean, it's really, I really enjoy listening to it. And this one was Oh, here we go. It's going to slip my mind. And this is going to be embarrassing because it's a really big name. Who was... I'm gonna say after the next piece of music, I will
take a pass.
I will give you the details on it. But this, it was an excellent show, and it was an interview with this this performer, and he came across very articulate and very well informed and opinionated about the role of young people in society. And it really reminded me of, like, in the early days of Elvis Presley, CBC sat him down in a studio and talked to him, you know, and they sounded so paternalistic, you know, like the staff announcers, you know, doing this interview with him, you know, and he was just a guy, you know, just a young teenager, basically, I think, saying, you know, well, it's time now that teenagers were listened to, you know, and we have a voice and we have something to say, and our experience is different than our parents, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and yep. This other interview was really reminiscent of that. And when we come back after this next piece of music you're going to present, I will have the facts and details.
You're going to get the producers, the researchers,
yeah,
on
that's
this.
Right. I'll get them on the line. Yeah.
Get this going, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Our crack team of researchers in the background here will get this up for us.
Hey, folks, you're listening to the Van Cleek Cooley radio show here at Van Cleek FM. This is in the little town on the top of the hill in Van Cleek Hill. 88.7 FM and VanCleekFM.com. Jean Sarazen is the one and only man behind the wheels of steel here.
The wheels of steel. I have to say, I'm just going to interrupt you right in the middle of your little rap there, Sean. Mm-hmm. You are sounding so at home now, so comfortable, and like the word Van Cleek Hill just rolls off your tongue, up at the top of the hill, top of the mountain. You've arrived, my friend.
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here now.
It's so cool, so great. And you've even got an Oktoberfest under your belt to prove that you're one of ours.
You can tell I've got an Oktoberfest just recently under the belt because I'm very raspy right now. I still was getting over a cold last week.
That's right.
I don't think it sped it up or it slowed it down. It just kind of kept it constant,
I guess.
Yeah, I feel very at home here. I love it.
So great.
I absolutely adore this town and every part around it. I'm living in St. Byrne. It's just a beautiful area.
Very rural.
Agriculture. Yeah. This part of the country is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it here. There's absolutely no thinking that, you know, we shouldn't have done this. No looking back at all. I'm glad to be out of Ottawa. I'm so super happy to be out of Ottawa.
Well, we're really glad to have you and your family here. I think it's been a real huge addition to our community. So
thanks.
Welcome home, my
friend. Hopefully everyone thinks it anyway. Anyways, folks, 613-678-3327. We welcome you to call in. And like always, tell me about Van Cleek Hill. I'm starting to get accustomed to this town here. It's almost 1 year that I've been working here, the end of this month. It's almost 2 months that I've been living here with my family. I'm having the greatest time of my life. I can't deny that. I'm not, you know, dressing that up in any way, shape, or form. I love it. I want you to tell me what Van Cleek Hill and surrounding area is all about. Tell me things I need to know. Tell me where to go to eat. Tell me where to get firewood. I'm actually looking for firewood about right now. I also need someone in the St. Byrne area to plow my laneway. So if anyone's listening, know someone to plow my laneway out in St. Byrne and get me some firewood, please call. 613-678-3327. I'm going to go back to some tunes here. A song done by one of my favorites, Biz Markie, with the three boys from Brooklyn, the Beastie Boys. This is called Do It.
Do it. Oh, let's 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 do it with the disco flip. Take it.
too far gone. We got to let the girls know what they got to do for us.
Oh, what the heck? Let's get married and have a son named Eric. No big deal, no sweat. I was in for a big surprise when I saw the judge hammer pass my green lock, brain lock. My whole damn head was malfunctional, cause I forgot to co-sign a prenuptial agreement. Now her case is hard like cement. I have no files or all the money she spent. She has a car, 1990 brand new Jaguar fly kit with chrome rim that fire starter she bought when I was away on tour. Hit my bank account, getting more and more money. She got paid, it wasn't funny. Talking to myself, oh, you big, big dummy, just my luck that I'm stuck with a marriage and a baby who lays in a gold carriage. And I can't leave, if I do, she gets half.
Not the cash.
Oh, yes, the whole damn bash of money, so I chill and act so sweet, kiss her feet. Can't picture being in the street, so I give a fake smile and a fake laugh. Fake everything so I can keep all my cash. Fake talk like I love you so much, but wishing she gets hit by a Mack truck. Next time, if there's one, I know that most women are strictly out for the dough they call Gojo. She's a Gojo. She's a Gojo. She's a Gojo.
The P had a close call, quiet as cap, I dated this. Yeah, and almost got Vic, she had green eyes, thunder thighs and a dead body.
So what you saying?
Top it all, she drove a black Maserati, chrome kit, with a smile I couldn't resist. I tapped you on the shoulder and said, yeah, I got to get this.
P cool, she couldn't be a gold digger.
Not with that smile and that stupid booming figure, till one day, she spent the crazy dough. 10 G's on Levi's, cold with Rambo. But then she smiled, gave me a back massage, gassed my head up and said,
oh, P, you're so long.
Like a jerk, I went for the line like a fish, but she was far from a dream girl and more like a death when she likes to sit back. Lamp, walk on plush rugs, with my 560, sit my wet and bug.
So did you flip?
Tried to, but she cut me off and said, guess what?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant? Damn.
Yeah, and the child is yours. So to fellas, who wanna keep the cash when we wear up the jackhammer in the helmet that glows? But she's a gold digger. But she's a gold digger.
That's why men in the 90s must watch themselves.
Cause ladies of the 80s got hip and whip herself with the new divorce laws, which the titles them have.
That means the house goes,
the car,
you won't have your cash.
What a price to pay, but if you play, you pay. Cause women of the world, they got smart today. They flash a smile with profile,
a fucker with a strut.
Try to move in,
knock the boots,
and got stuck with alimony payment.
Time to meet Judge Wapner.
You try to flip a cup and she smiles cause she got you. You get a flashback to weather when you bow and vow. Said the two deadly words,
I do.
But look now, you lost the house,
the car,
eating TV dinners in the one bedroom apartment.
Boy, you picked a winner.
But what goes around comes around.
That's why she wheels the bend
and you ride Greyhound. Oh, just your luck, they on strike. Take off the wedding band, put in the thumb. Time to hitchhike, and the more you walk, the pain from your corns get bigger, bigger.
Yeah,
and not to mess with a golden. She's a golden. She's a golden. She's a golden. Yeah, APMD's in effect. DJ Scratch on Flex, boy. His squad in
front of me.
so well? Why no one touches us?
Some white boys don't play that.
Here is a new hit that some people don't get. Taking it lightly, oh no, that won't sit. With the searchlight and the mic set to thrill ya, cause you ain't never seen a shade of vanilla. Drill like a sergeant and then I dismiss ya. You're calling in vogue to hold on while I diss ya. Passing like Strickland cause I start to quicken. The pace, third base, punk, you'll start picking. Up where we left off cause you should've stepped off. Instead of breaking out, you're sorry but crept north. Sliver like a snake, but here is a fact too. White poisonous snakes, they can be black too. So don't boost the flex, I know the deal. Cause I've been around the world like that girl Lisa Stansfield. Next time you diss, I just might say, play like Johnny Gill, cause you don't rub me the right way.
Three strikes to 5,000. 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 Three strikes to 5,000.
Kills are ills of the ill sea. Greed, the backstab of serpent's greed. Those who scam my flam lyrics too. The M-I-N-E-S-T-R you're stepping to. The PM, the pimp, shot goo your doo-doo. Think you ducks them vets like voodoo. Your head swollen, your big head soaking off. Rhymes will slice Pete Knights will cut your scrotum off. I'm in a stone, ministerial and sinister. Pump a Macanudo like Finsta. MCs for moving crowds, you're milking cows. Grab the sack, suck and fill your foolish mouth. Focus firmly on a frenzy of the prime one. Ripping hats off the Jimmy, get the job done. While you're jocking is you're buying a browsing. Three strikes I bugged your nuts. 5,000.
Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000.
Slurping shaft of a brother who has craft. Always deal a 360 and not half. Search is first, third base, the last word in hip hop. You take a quick shot of the Thunderbird intoxicant. Clocking it like we can get took. You dislike your S's curl is a man's look. Took the first pick for a strike and then tried to switch. Two goes through. The call from Richie Rich. Throw a hard slide inside to a lame brain. Three strikes, 5 G's in the ball game.
Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Three strikes to 5,000. Strikes the 5,000.
Boosting boots and suits for gym use. Talk untrue, it seems your seams are loose. Crack your pot, what I got is devious. A derelict, tongue slip, mischievous. Hose your hole like a hook, a ladder hose. Scratch my ass and blew my nose. False prophets play venom seller. The cave dweller drops lyrics a cappella. I can tell her to dance to that ill dance. Playing Major Nelson, but wearing those genie pants.
Three strikes to 5,000. 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 Three strikes to 5,000.
Last exit, DJ Richie Rich.